Good morning to you on this Mothering Sunday. Annyeong Haseyo. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. Say thank you to Ted for leading this service. Thank you, Ted. You're looking well after your holiday. Our reflective service will begin at 6:30 this evening, and it's continuing reflecting on Braving the Wilderness by Brené Brown. Pastoral news. Please pray for Ron and Liz Cook. Ron is going in for surgery this week. And please continue to pray for John Watts. I have some musical news. The K3A Orchestra will be performing a concert at St Andrew's Church next Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and all are welcome. And finally, Ted would like to... Leslie will introduce something.
So we have a tradition of celebrating certain birthdays. And then the challenge is working out what goes before the O. Ooh. Dun, dun, dun. Can you feel the creep, Carol? It's not you. Get over yourself. Carol's birthday. On your feet, come on. Happy birthday to Carol. Yay. Don't trust the handle.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's absolutely right. I'm just back from my holiday, back late Friday night. It's a great pleasure and privilege to be here this morning leading worship as usual. It's my first time leading a combined service. For those of you who know, I had my assess service last week. I clearly survived that process because I'm here. We have the choir and the band leading us this morning. As you'll see, if you notice in the order of service, we don't have a traditional sermon, but there's going to be a time for listening, for reflecting, for discussing and sharing together. As Kathy's already mentioned, it is Mothering Sunday, and we'll be acknowledging that in our prayers of intercession. But today, the lectionary reading from the Epistle to the Ephesians focuses on that great gift that God gives us, His grace. One of the other gifts that He gives us is music and singing. And I'm going to ask the choir in a second to stand and lead us in the anthem, "Come Now, O Prince of Peace." And I'd ask you to stay seated at this point. But the words will appear on the screens, both in Korean and in English. And verse 1 will be in Korean. What then appears in English, we'll sing as verse 1, verse 2 in Korean, verse 2 in English. So it'll alternate between Korean and English. And as you sing this through and sit there, I'd ask you to reflect and think about the fantastic breakthrough, or we hope it is anyway, in negotiations, the potential there is for some sort of peace on the Korean Peninsula, and how that tension between the United States and North Korea may be in somewhat reduced. So, the choir will now lead us in the anthem, "Come Now, O Prince of Peace."
Thank you.
Let us stand for our call to worship. Please stand. I will say the words in light type. If you could say together, please, the words in bold type. God's faithful love and grace endures forever. God's faithful love and grace endures forever. God's faithful love and grace endures forever. Amen. Amen. Our second hymn this morning, song, which the choir is going to perform with the help of the band members, Here I Am, I the Lord of Sea and Sky. I'm told that that's the wrong one.
It's actually Light of the World, Here I Am, Worship.
Okay, quick adjustment. Right.
Here we go.
Are we there? Excellent, I've got the thumbs up. Okay.
Beauty that made this heart adore.
Our prayers of thanksgiving. Let's pray. Loving, gracious God, we praise you for coming to us in Christ Jesus, walking the earth and sharing our humanity. For the wonder of your love, we praise you. We praise you for the inspiration you give us through Jesus, the knowledge that he experienced temptation just as we do. Yet he refused to compromise, staying true to his chosen path despite the awful cost. We pray that we too may stay true. We praise you for the revelation of your purpose in Christ Jesus. Everything we see of you through his earthly ministry. We recall how he taught the crowds, instructed his disciples, interpreted the law, how he healed the sick, responded to the needy, and cared for the poor. How he confronted injustice, challenged oppression, and overcame evil. We pray that we too respond in this way. Loving and gracious God, we come to you now to recall your goodness, to marvel at your grace, to seek your forgiveness, and to commit ourselves to your service. For the wonder of your love, we praise you. Amen. Now let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us in whatever form, in whatever language you wish. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory of God. Amen. Right, guys, I have some questions for you. Well, one question, really. When do you get presents? When do you get gifts? At Christmas, right, we get presents at Christmas. When else? Birthdays, right, we get gifts at birthdays. Any when else? Every day. Well, I'm not sure about every day, but I tell you what, I have got a present. I've got a gift around here. Favourite colour. Yeah, it's mine too. It's a lovely colour. Look at this. Wow. Now, yeah, she likes it as well, doesn't she? Oh, well, perhaps she can help me open it in a minute. But it's not Christmas, it's not your birthday, but this gift is for you. You're not a mother, though. But this gift could be for you. So I tell you what, If I said to you, give me £5 for this. Clever. Want to see what's inside? Good answer. But if it was worth £5, would it still be a present? Would it still be a gift? No. What about if I said to you, if you tidy up your bedroom and do all the washing up for this week, you can have this. Would it be a present? No, I don't think it would be. Well, I'm not going to say any of those things because this is actually for you. So shall we open it and see what's inside? Right. Okay. Wow. We'll rip a bit of... Ah, yeah. This is where all the kids get involved. Wow. Hang on. Well, steady. Ah, right. Okay. Wow. Done. How about this one? How about this one? Pull this one. Oh, wow. Well, hang on to it. Right, so what does that say on it? God's love. Wow. So this is a great gift for Lot. And what does it say on here? What is... 24/7. Do you know what that means when someone says it's 24/7? Who knows what it means when someone says 24/7? Come on, adults. All the time. That's what it means. Oh, is she? Would you go and sit down with her over there? That's right. So what it means is that God's love is available all the time. Was there a label on this? Do you think it was a label? Where's the paper? Where's the paper? Is there a label? What does a label say? From God to everyone. Wow, isn't that fantastic? God's love all the time for everybody. His great gift to us. And it's not even Christmas or your birthday, but it's available to us every day. Well done. Now, do you want to hold on to that? You're going to hold on to that. Don't let go. Okay, is that all right? Okay, well done, guys. Thanks for your help. I'll have the box. Thank you very much. But you can have the wrapping paper. No, nothing left in there. Thank you for that. So, adults, remember that as well. God's love, a free gift for each and every one of us all the time. Right, and now we're going to do an action song in response to that. And don't feel embarrassed if you're an adult and want to join in. If I Were a Butterfly. Now, this is my particularly favourite one because Sally will tell you I'm always asking for it because it talks about fuzzy, wuzzy hair. You know, and, you know, reminds me that one time I did have hair. Right, so shall we stand? And if you wish, please join in the actions.
Thank you, Lord.
We're now going to turn to Scripture and have our two Bible readings. Thank you.
The first reading is Psalm 107, verses 1 to 3 and 17 to 22. Give thanks to the Lord because he is good. His love is eternal. Repeat these words in praise to the Lord, all of you whom he has saved. He has rescued you from your enemies and has brought you back from foreign countries, from east and west, from north and south. Some were fools, suffering because of their sins and because of their evil. They couldn't stand the sight of food and were close to death. Then in their trouble, they called to the Lord, and he saved them from their distress. He healed them with his command and saved them from the grave. They must thank the Lord for his constant love, for the wonderful things he did for them. They must thank him with sacrifices and with songs of joy, must tell all that he has done.
The reading is from Ephesians, chapter 2, 1 to 10. In the past, you were spiritually dead because of your disobedience and sins. At that time, you followed the world's evil way. You obeyed the ruler of the spiritual powers in space, the spirit who now controls the people who dislike, obey God. Actually, all of us were like them and lived according to our natural desires, doing whatever suited the wishes of our own bodies and minds. In our natural condition, we, like everyone else, were destined to suffer God's anger. But God's mercy is so abundant and his love for us is so great that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, he brought us to life with Christ. It is by God's grace that you have been saved. In our union with Christ Jesus, he raised us up with him to rule with him in the heavenly world. He did this to demonstrate for all time to come the extraordinary greatness of his grace in the love he showed us in Christ Jesus. For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It's not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. God has made us what we are, and in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of good deeds, which he's already prepared for us to do.
Thank you very much for those two readings. So Ephesians 2 in the Bible copy that I've got here is titled From Life to Death. Paul gets quite dense in some of his writing, and it's one of his favourite themes to talk about the difference between death and life, but not death as in physical death, but spiritual death. So how are we to sum up those words in those quite dense verses? I guess it would be something like this, that each of us is lost and wandering in a spiritual darkness, but we can't actually resurrect ourselves from that spiritual death. We can't turn over a new leaf and suddenly make everything better. But God can. And God's mercy is such that's precisely what he does if we turn to him in faith. We can be raised with Jesus. And through that act of grace, we can live a fruitful life of service. We're created to do good. And when we are spiritually resurrected through the grace of God, that's just what happens. But if I was to ask you, what is God's grace? How would he define God's grace? Well, do you know, I am going to ask you. So just sit there for a moment. What is God's grace? How would you define it? And the choir is not excluded just because they're sat on my left. How would you define it? And then perhaps, you never know, hopefully we'll get some volunteers. How would you define God's grace? Right. I'm going to try to switch this microphone on first. It's okay. Denise will be able to help me. No. Hang on a second. We haven't got the mic on yet. Ah. Thank you. Right, Bethany, how would you define God's grace?
God's grace grants us mercy and forgiveness for all our sins, for all who turn to him. It gives us redemption and peace, and it leads us to be more graceful like he was towards others.
Oh, what a wonderful comprehensive answer that was. Fantastic. Did I see a hand up on the back here? Well, son. Thank you.
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love, two words there that mean such a lot. All right. Scooting around to Kathy.
I know I experienced God's grace in that moment of peace in the middle of the turmoil.
Peace in the middle of turmoil. Anybody else got three suggestions there? Ah, Liz. Thank you.
Well, just put in very simple terms, I experience God's grace when I think everything's terrible and everything's going to go wrong, and then suddenly something goes right.
Something goes right when everything else seems to be going wrong. Anybody else?
Daily blessings.
Daily blessings. Was another... Tony? Yes.
He's so patient. I go on making stupid things and it all goes wrong, but he says... Never mind, try again.
Never mind, try again. One more then, Catherine.
Kind words.
Kind words. Kind words for each other, kind words from God. We've got a definition on a slide here. This comes from David Mathis's book on the habits of grace. The free and unmerited gift of redemptive love, saving love, we receive from God. Free and unmerited, undeserved, and it's free. Nothing we can do. Remember those words of Paul? Nothing we can do actually earns us his love, because it is there for us and epitomized and manifested in the gift of Jesus to humankind. And I came across a really good mnemonic the other day, which is, I think, on the next slide. Grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace. Christ's expense. His death on the cross. And as we near Easter, it brings it to clear focus, into clear focus for us. Some people say, well, how does God's grace and God's mercy, and a couple of those responses there talked about God's mercy. How are they the same? Do they differ? Well, we have another slide just to focus our attention. Grace is receiving the good things we don't deserve. We don't deserve. We can't earn God's redemptive love. Mercy is being spared the bad things we do deserve, the penalty for our sin. And through God's mercy, we don't receive those things we do deserve. So having asked you what you believe the definition of God's grace was, let me ask you another question. And I'm going to give you some time to think about this, and we're going to listen to some music while we do this. How has God's grace made a difference in your life? How has God's grace made a difference to your life? We've got 3 or 4 minutes now of some music as we reflect on that question. And again, if there's 1 or 2 people who might want to contribute an answer to that question, then we'll have those. So let's just reflect on that question. What difference has God's grace made to your life?
Shall ever be. How marvelous.
So what difference has God's grace made in our lives? They say, never ask a question unless you're prepared to answer it yourself. So God's grace for me is probably why I'm here, standing here this morning, at my stage of life, being given this wonderful opportunity to seek ordination. And the number of paths I could have gone down, and God's love, his grace and his mercy has given me the opportunity to stand in front of you here this morning and lead us in worship. Would anyone else like to contribute? I see two hands up, so I'll go to Carol and then I'll come to Bethany.
God's grace has meant everything to me. I believe that if I hadn't met God when I met him in a powerful way, I would have probably been a single mother, an alcoholic, and maybe not even alive today. And then God's grace and mercy meant that I got to know him really well, so that when I had a huge breakdown, he was still there somehow in it. And as I've come out of all that, just his grace has just been everywhere with his healing and a new freedom. And I'm the person today that I am because of his grace.
Thank you, Carol.
God's grace has reminded me that although I am an LGBT Christian, I am accepted into his house. And I am accepted by him and loved and cared for by him. And he stands beside me every step of the way. When I have had struggles, he's been there beside me. When I've felt persecuted, I could turn to him and scream out my rage and he would answer.
Anybody else?
Try not to get hung up about my feelings and inadequacies. I'm thinking that if God can forgive me, surely I can forgive myself. Just get up, get on with it, and try harder next time.
Thank you. Can I see a hand up here?
For me, it gives a reason for living, an ethical basis for life, which I think is missing. I think... is that the biggest cause of death amongst youngish men is suicide. I haven't checked those figures, but they're quite frightening, and the figures must be quite high. So those people do not have those reasons. Thank God for the reason for living.
Thank you. Thank you for those. And each and every one of us, I'm sure, in our own minds, we're thinking about our own particular stories. So let's pray. Heavenly, gracious and loving God, we thank you for your grace, that greatest gift that you give us, that gift that is always there if we turn to you, that's available for each and every one of us, no matter how sinful we feel we are. We know that we'll be forgiven and admitted into your glory, Lord. And you have heard, Lord, read our hearts, seen in our minds this morning. And we ask you to bless each and every one of us as we say once again, thank you for your grace. Amen. Well, I guess there's only one hymn that we can actually sing now, isn't there? Amazing Grace.
Thank you. And our prayers in session, as I said earlier, will focus on Mothering Sunday. The names are Catherine Lee.
Let us pray. Loving God, today we thank you for all mothers in the world, for all that they do, all they give, and all they are. We also thank you for all those who look after, care for, nurture, and love us as a mother. We know that today can be a difficult time, bringing hurt, grief, and perhaps anger to some hearts. We pray that you will draw alongside those who are hurting today to comfort them and surround them with your tender care. We pray for those mothers for whom motherhood is a particular challenge, for mothers throughout the world who have lost children through illness, through natural disasters, through war and civil unrest. We pray today for women who are unable to hold their own children. We ask you, Father, to bring healing, comfort, forgiveness, and peace into the hearts and minds of those hurting today. We bring before you children who have lost their mother through illness, accident, or violence. For children who now live away from their mothers so that they can receive love and care. For children who live in homes that are unsafe, and for children who live in hardship or poverty. We ask you, Father, to bring love and security, courage and hope into the lives of children who are hurting today. Father, today in particular we ask for your healing and forgiveness in the lives of all suffering memories of broken relationships and loss. Help us all to find in the brothers and sisters of Christ a loving family with whom we may show your love and tender care for all your hurting children. We thank you for our church, for those who have worshipped here over the years, and for those who serve it today. Grant that all who enter into these doors may be enabled to renew their relationship with you and may find your peace, your strength, and above all, your presence. Help us as a congregation to be outward looking, so that what we find within our fellowship, we may share with those outside. Lord, for people who are ill, in hospitals, at home, or wherever they may be, give them courage, hope, and peace, and that the knowledge that you are present in their weakness, their pain, and their suffering. May the skills and knowledge of those who care for the sick be fully used to help and to heal. Father, we lift up the leaders of our country and all those that you have set up in places of authority to govern our nation, both political and religious. And we pray that you would act with wisdom, that they would act with wisdom and integrity. Lord, thank you that we are a family in Christ. Help us to share his love and legacy with everyone that we encounter this week. May we lavish Christ's abounding goodness upon our families, friends, and colleagues. Holy Spirit, come and equip us in our workplace. Guide us in our school life and inspire us in our neighborhood. Lord God, you are the Father of all people, and we bring our prayers, knowing that you will hear us and help us. Amen.
Been asked in response to the breakthrough, apparent breakthrough in negotiations between the United States and North Korea, to pray for that in particular, so a short prayer in relation to that. Let's continue to pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for the breakthrough in the tensions between North Korea and the United States and South Korea. We pray that the meetings and negotiations that are being discussed take place without delay or hindrance. We seek your spirit to guide those involved. May the desire by individuals for power and influence be replaced by a desire for peace and harmony. We pray for a time to come soon when the weapons of war will be exchanged with positive plans for restored and thriving communities, prosperous economies, equality for people, and a safe world for all. Amen. Before concluding our service this morning, I'd just like to introduce to you Naomi from Princess Hat. I'm being told my wife now.
Sorry. Yeah. Let me introduce Naomi from the Princess Alice Hospice, who's going to spend quite literally a couple of minutes explaining to us their new Compassionate Neighbours scheme, and she's looking for volunteers. Naomi, thank you.
So I'm Naomi from the Princess Alice Hospice. Compassionate Neighbours is a new scheme taken up by the hospice, and it's trained volunteers, and I'm looking for volunteers, offering friendship and a listening ear to people living in our community with end-of-life or terminally ill conditions. If you could offer an hour a week, I will train you. The training is 2 days, and it'll prepare you for dealing with discussions around death and dying and other difficult situations and skills relevant to the role. It's quite an interesting course. People have been really enjoying it, and you even get a free lunch. Always a bonus. The project has been really running successfully for quite a few years in St. Joseph's Hospice in London, and we've found that loneliness and social isolation has been equated to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. And for anybody who suffers from loneliness, and I think we all have in our life at some stage, it is quite debilitating. Tackling loneliness and social isolation in the UK today is becoming a movement, and we want it to become a movement. We want it to become more highlighted. The legacy of the Joe Cox Foundation, and it now has its own MP, Tracy Crouch. If this gathers the momentum we hope, then we're looking towards a shift in attitudes. We are aiming for compassionate communities which embrace all members of the community and bring them together into the fold of inclusion, acceptance and friendship. And lastly, we can all make a difference to our communities every day by just a friendly chat to somebody we would normally not chat to. or pop in to see a neighbour who we might think might enjoy some company. These are the communities we would like to belong to, so these are the actions that we really need to take to develop our neighbourhoods into compassionate communities. I'm actually having a coffee morning here on Tuesday, free cake and coffee, at 11 o'clock. I lure people in with food if you wish to come along and find out more about it, or else I'll be after church with my leaflets if you wish to sign up, or if you know any community members who would like to benefit from a compassionate neighbour. Thank you.
Thank you, Naomi. We will sing our final hymn now, and during that hymn, the collection will be received. And thank you for those who reminded me. So our final hymn is, Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God, my Father. So let us sing. Remain standing while we dedicate our gifts. Gracious and loving Lord, we bring these gifts not because we need to, not because we must, but because we want to. As an expression of our love, as a token of our gratitude, as a sign of our service, as an expression of our commitment. Bless them and use them and us to further your kingdom here on earth. Amen. And it would be really wrong of me to dismiss us with a blessing without seeing what the children have been up to. Can you come and show us? Right, you can go up there and then you can just... Wow, these Mothering Sunday cards. Wow, these are fantastic. Wow. To my lovely, lovely mum. Happy, 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 happy Mothering Sunday. Wow. And what does this one say? Dear mum, happy Mother's Day. I wish you will love me forever. I will love you forever. Well done. Well done. Well done, you. Well done. Okay. So, let us say the grace to each other. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now. Amen. Now, we have had organ voluntaries in the past after the service has concluded. Now we're going to have a few songs from the band. So as we get ready for church meeting, and by no means do you have to stay seated, but if you would like to, then the band will be singing us a couple of songs, as I say, as we get ready for church meeting.
Smile!